Seditious Songs. Broadside sheet printed by R. Lane, with two seditious songs from Norwich. These were sent by Thomas Caldwell of Norwich Post Office to the General Post Office Secretary as examples of seditious publications that inflame the minds of the lower class of people. 10th July, 1820. Catalogue reference H033/2/52F167. Song. Tune. Weave your blue and white. No longer lost in shades of night, where late in chains we lay, the sun arises, and his light dispels our gloom away. Chorus. And demanding freedom all, demanding freedom all, while kings combine, we boldly join, nor cease till tyrants fall. Nor longer blind, and proud to lie in slavery profound, but for redress aloud we cry, and tyrants hear the sound, demanding freedom, etc. The pomp of courts no more engage, the magic spell is broke. We hail the bright reforming age, and cast away the joke, demanding freedom, etc. Our substance and our blood no more so tamely shall we yield, nor quit like slaves our native shore to deck the monster's field, but demanding freedom, etc. The rotten lumber of the land, the courtly pension train, shall hear their sentence and disband as we our rights regain, thus demanding freedom, etc. The mitred villain, as he rolls in luxury and lust, he blinds and robs the silly souls committed to his trust, but demanding freedom, etc. Amused no more with empty lies of bliss we never knew, the traitors drop the state disguise, and closely we pursue, demanding freedom, etc. Song. Tune. Roncesvalles. Britons, from this fatal slumber, rouse, your country's succour craves. Woes beset you without number. Rouse, nor crawl a race of slaves. Hark! The voice of freedom calls you for your dearest rights to stand. Let worse ills than these befall you. Drive your tyrants from the land. Will you yield to die with hunger? Shall the dungeon hide each head? Shall the scoundrel boroughmonger rob you of your hard-earned bread? Once Columbia's mighty people pined in fetters tight as we, but resolved base power to cripple, won the blessing, liberty. Not idly they let sleep the thunder, nor basely prayed to kings for bread. They burst their galling chains asunder and wreathed them round the tyrant's head. Let brave Sidney's name inspire ye, emulate his glorious worth. Let such bright examples fire ye, drive your despots from the earth. Let not villain threats confound ye, fear not jails nor gibbets dire. Lo, your infants starving round ye, vengeance deep their cries inspire. Brave, in freedom's cause to perish, mean of plagues or want at home, then the generous impulse cherish freedom or a glorious doom. Arm, arm, in freedom's cause of glory, your homes, your wives, your children save. Here, here, your country's voice implore ye to save her freedom from the grave. R. Lane, Printer, Bridewell Alley, Norwich.